This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful right now in the name of Jesus for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. In the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul, if there's anything that would hinder our walk with you, any sin, Lord, we ask you to put it in the sea of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west, in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, hallelujah, Lord, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use us for thy glory. In the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. We thank him for another opportunity to come. Hallelujah, before you through the use of the internet to bring forth a teaching word of God today. As we lift up the name of Jesus, prepare your heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. In the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, and the word says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Just for the next few minutes, amen, we're going to bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about putting first things first. Putting first things first. Hallelujah. The Bible sets priority that leads to eternal life. Putting first things first. Priority in our life as a believer of Christ should be based upon what is pleasing to God for our life. You see, every person have their own priorities and values in life. Our values set our priorities up. It determines where you spend your effort and your time. We pick our values basically from what we are constantly exposed to. For an example, our childhood experience, our family upbringing, our education, our friends, our neighborhood, and our workplace environment. Putting first things first, choosing the source of our value. In Psalms 119, verse 37, it says, turn away my eyes from looking and worthless thing, and quicken thou me in thy way. Therefore, as people of God, we are largely exposed more to the world outside than with God and the presence of God in our lives. So there is a great chance that we will be molded and exposed as to what morality is, what decency is, as well as to what integrity is, and to what our values are, by what we see all around us, even on the TV, rather than what the Bible says. If you, as a child of God, wants to be successful or experience success in your life, you got to prioritize your own life by putting first things first. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, the Word of God encourages us and let us know, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. As a child of God, even though we go through whatever we go through, whatever trials and tribulations, whatever affliction, we can stand fast and be unmovable in the things of God, of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Put in first things first. One of the most common faults among those who claim to be Christians in 2020 is that of having wrong priorities in this life. If the truth be told, it becomes a habit on our part in life to put secondary things as primary, and putting primary things as secondary. Believers of Christ, our God is a God of order and not of confusion. He has made it so plain that we must have proper priority, having a sense of good priorities will spell the difference between true success and miserable failure. Yes, we as a people of God, as a believer of Christ, we must pray and ask God to help us with our time and to put our time, be good in time management so that we can do things that is edifying, things that will bring glory to God, things that will help us to succeed in life, in our walk with Him. So putting first things first is something that we got to do on our part. Righteousness should be more important to us as a child of God. And first, before material things in our life. You see, the world says, go for the gusto. The world says, get while the getting is good. The world may say, hallelujah, get a bigger house, get a bigger car, land, houses, cars, materialistic things. But when it comes to the things of God, we have to make a decision on what is more important. Our right standing with God should exceed everything else in life. In the book of Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You notice, for a child of God, a believer of Christ, we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And is a conjunction. People sometimes don't want to seek things. They want to seek an answer to prayer. They want to seek God for what they can get out of him. But God is not like man, or the son of man, that he should repent. God knows our own motives. He knows that if we are right, if they are right or wrong. He knows that we're in right standing with him. Because, see, obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, yes, it is. According to the word, 1 Samuel 15:22 says to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken is better than the fat of the rams. So we must put first things first. Having righteous principles in life is far more important than obtaining material wealth. Hallelujah. Yes, we do need a roof over our head. We do need a vehicle to drive. But our walk with God is foremost important. Because without him, we can't do nothing. See, the word says in Proverbs 15, verse 16, it says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and troubles therewith." Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and trouble therewith. Also in Proverbs 28, verse 20, it says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." So it's very important for us to prioritize on what we do each and every day of our lives that God have blessed us with. His righteousness, the kingdom of God, we have to seek him first. We have to seek him while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. Don't worry about things. Be more concerned about a relationship being developed with him, with God the Father, the one that sits high and looks low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that is able to make a way out of no way, the one when our back is against the wall and we don't know which way to go, he can step in and open up doors for us. He can step in, take us up higher, turn us around, put our foot on the solid ground. So, a faithful man shall abide with blessing. To be faithful is to found to be loyal. To be faithful is to be sincere about who we place our faith in. Either we're going to please man or we're going to please God. Each and every day of our lives, we must make a decision in order to place put first things first. Letting God be priority in our lives. To trust him. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own all understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, we need direction. We need guidance. Word of God says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Sons as well as daughters of God. Yes, we need the Lord. We need his direction. That's why each and every day of our lives, we got to have a little talk with him. Get in our secret closet. Have a little talk with Jesus. Talk to God. Let him give you the instruction for this day's journey. So we may be in the second month of this year, in 2020. But we still need to hear his voice. We still need his instruction. We still need to search the scriptures, get into the word for ourselves, that we may be capable enough to when trials come our way, when the enemy comes, according to John 10:10, it says the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, we need the Lord, and we need to learn how to put first things first in our lives so that we can so we can manage the time that he has given us each and every day and make it meaningfully so that we can have a purpose to go on with the things of God. So putting first things first, believers of Christ, a lifestyle of materialistic is often accompanied by the illusion that accumulating money and possession is the key to peace and prosperity. Well, I stop by to let you know that I beg a different here. I know people that have a lot of material things that they have accumulated. Cars, houses, businesses, and still is not at peace. Still is not at the place to where they are comfortable. They are all trying to get more and more and more, never satisfied. Where the Apostle Paul let us know for us to be content in whatever state we find ourselves in, whether you have little or much, whether you're full or you're hungry, be content. Be satisfied. See, God didn't have to do it, but he woke you up this morning. He extended grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. So just that in itself, it is a blessing. Here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, it says, but they that will be rich fall into temptations and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covenant after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So money itself is not evil, but the love of money can cause us to do foolish things and evil things. It can cause us to do things that is not right in the sight of God. Because you see, all unrighteousness is not of God. And it can cause us to sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages. And the wages of sin is death. So for the love of money is the root of all evil. It is the root of all evil. Which while some coveted after, yes, they run after trying to be rich, trying to be more than somebody else. Sometimes because of the love of money, they err from the faith. They push the things of God to the side. And all their commitment is to gain more and more and more. Never satisfied. They have a house, they want a bigger house. They have a vehicle, they want a bigger one. They have a bank account. They want one bigger than what they already have. Never satisfied. Never content. That's what sin will do. Sin will take you further than you want to go. It will cause you to be prideful and do things that ordinarily you wouldn't do. An important thing that we should all remember is that family is important. Family should come before financial prosperity. There's many families in 2020 that are often too busy in their own quest for material prosperity that they neglect the spiritual and moral training of their own children, pushing them on somebody else instead of training them at home, putting first things first. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nourishment, the training, and admonition of the Lord. Here, God gives a promise to the children, but they must be taught. Teach them while they are young. Teach them, train them up in the way that they should go. So when they depart, they won't depart from it. They may stray, but they'll come back to the foundation that was already set on a godly foundation. Hallelujah. So God promised them, if they honor their father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that they will live a long and long life on the earth. Sometimes children cut their lifespan short. They may go to jail or to the grave by dishonoring their mother and father. See, God knows what he's doing. He didn't set the honor for the family. And any time there is no honor, then there's disorder. And disorder will bring chaos. Disorder will bring nothing but negative results in family households. It all starts in the home. That's why we as parents I know that we are living in troubling times. Every foundation of this hour is being shaken. But we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to where our forefathers and our mothers have grounded us in the things of God. Many people today, because of the use of the internet, Facebook, and the social media, TVs, and radios, they neglect from going to an assembly of a church in order to be taught the Word of God, to put it to use on a daily basis in our lives. And then here are the children, because we don't do our part, we done lost them. A whole generation that is lost because we didn't reinforce in their lives while they was underneath our roof as believers of Christ, as godly parents, as people that's supposed to be godly, people that have become more religious than anything else, gone through rituals and worships of different gods. But God wants us to get back to the old landmark, get back to our learning process to let people know the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. The God that we serve is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We must be committed in our own self to reach. Put in first place. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, we must still say yes, because God is a good God. So again, we are talking about putting first things first. Another thing you and I, hallelujah, you must do as a priority in your life is self-correction before trying to correct others. Self-correction, making sure that you are in the faith. Examine yourself as a believer of Christ, as a child of God, making sure that you got yourself together. A lot of times people want to help somebody else, but they're in a mess themselves. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 3 and 5, and it says, "And why beholdest thou the speck that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam or the plank that is in thine own eye? Or how will thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote or the speck out of thine eye, and behold, a plank is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam or the plank out of thine own eyes, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote or the speck out of thy brother's eye." In other words, we have to make sure that first we take care of ourselves first. We bring correction in our lives first. A lot of times we want to talk about other people's faults and overlook ours. Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. But they have hypocritical people in the church, even in society itself. So we have to make sure that we are living an example of what Christianity is all about. Sure, we are pushing towards perfection, but there is times where we need to not at all times make sure that we are in, that our life is lining up with the will of God for our lives on a daily basis. You see, it's not just about on Sunday morning or midweek service. No, our walk, our Christian walk, our walk with God, our fellowship with Him is a 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So put in first things first. Another priority for you to do in your walk with God is to be reconciled with the one that you have offended, with the one that may have offended you. Reconciliation is needed before we offer worship to God, because God looks at us, and the more that we know about the things of God, the more we are held accountable for. If your brother or your sister offend you, go make it right before bringing an offering, before bringing worship or praise to God. You see, when you do your part, then you are releasing to God the person into His hands. And we got to love them. We got to see beyond their faults and see the need. We have to look at them through the eyes of God, because in yourself, you can't do it. But with God's help, if your motive is right, He will help you to do what needs to be done. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, it says, "Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembers that thy brother has aught something against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother or sister, and then come and offer thy gift." Gifts here may also mean anything you desire to offer God. It may be a prayer, a praise, thanksgiving, a song, a money, a message. You see, God is never pleased and will not accept gifts from hearts filled with bitterness, anger, and malice. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening. God, the Almighty One, the one that has this universe in his hand, God is never pleased with his children that will not, and he will not, God is not pleased with a child of his that has a heart filled with bitterness, anger, and malice. And he will not accept a gift from them until we get it right in the way the scripture says. Again, if there is a fault or ought towards a brother or a sister, you go and make it right with them first. Then you come to the altar and bring the gift to God. Make sure that your heart is delivered of bitterness, anger, and malice. Because here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and calamity and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Yes, bitterness and anger will keep you bound up from being reconciled, from being making you and fill you up with pride to try to get you to stray away and being in right standing with God. Yes, sometimes we gotta bring the flesh under subjection to the will of God, to the Spirit of Christ that lives within us, the Holy Spirit who leads, guides, directs, and ordains our footsteps. Christ didn't have to go to the cross, but he did it. He became the ultimate sacrifice between God and man. He made a way that we can be back in right standing with God the Father, the Creator that made us. So put in first thing first, as a believer of Christ, it is impossible to truly love God and hate a brother or sister at the same time. All we've done is fooling ourselves. We have to make sure that first, again, we have to examine ourselves, make sure that we're in the faith, make sure that we are a child of his, make sure that we are in the fold, in the beloved family of God. Here in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, it says, if a man says, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. Yes, God is looking. He sits high, but he's looking. And the angels are looking. That's why we can't put ourselves higher than anyone else. Because God looks at us all the same. Another thing that you as a believer in Christ should make as a priority in your life is to put personal holiness before happiness. here in the book of 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. It says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. If God is truly our Father, then we will resemble His holy character in everything we think, say, or do. I'll say it again because it bears to be repeated. If we, as a child of God, say that God is truly our Father, then we will resemble His holy character in everything we think, say, or do. Eternal things should come before temporary things as priority. Listen, brothers and sisters of Christ, make no mistake about it. Our priorities will prove if we are living for this present temporal world, or are we preparing for the eternal one to come. So we must make a decision on putting first things first, of putting things in order as priority in our lives. If we as children of God expect to be with God in heaven in the future, then we must practice giving first place to heavenly things now, even in 2020, even while we are still here on this earth. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 20, it says, for our citizenship is in heaven. From henceforth also, we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We're only passing through. We're as pilgrims in a land that we are looking for a place. Jesus said in the Word of God, in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. The word myself would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Putting God first in your priority. The key to having God's abundant life, His love, His peace, and joy, is by keeping Him in rightful place in our priority in life. Serving God with your whole heart and making Him first in your life will cause your soul to prosper and for joy and peace to increase. I say it again for those that are taking notes. Putting God first in your priority. The key to having God's abundant life, His love, His peace and joy, is by keeping Him in a rightful place in our priority in life. Serving God with your whole heart and making Him first in your life. It will cause your soul to prosper and for your joy and peace to increase. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, above all things, be prosperous and be in health as your soul prospers. So setting your priority right, putting first things first, choose the source of your value. Choose who you will serve this day. God, your flesh or the devil. We can't have two masters. We either gonna love one and despise the other, or we despise one and love the other. The question you should ask yourself in this life, in 2020, is, are my values and principles based on the world outside, or are my values and principles based on the Word of God? Many people, again, they get their values out of what they see and watch on television, the things that they experience all around them on a daily basis. Sometimes they spend many hours and hours in front of the television, and eventually their life become modeled, molded by what they see on the television, which influence their behavior, their choice of clothing, their dialogues. Others get their values from friends, the internet, and of course Google. So we have to place our priority in the proper position, in proper place on a daily basis. Again, the one that you give the most time to is the one that is really molding you into how your life should be. Here in the Psalms 119, verse 37, it says, turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to thy word, O Lord. Yes, God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall stand. In 1 John 2, verse 16, it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God, but is of the world. And it is subject to physical pleasure, means to lead a life that cannot satisfy, that can only satisfy our carnal or sinful nature. You see, television programs, every product that is advertised, every film, every event in the circular world is tailor-made to satisfy people that seeks pleasure. People find great satisfaction in materialistic possessions. It is because that it is what gives them values in life. A person that don't know God, a person that don't desire the things of God, a person that is not committed to the things of God, but are committed to the world and to the things of the world, is what they may choose to do on a daily basis. But as a child of God, a believer of Christ, we should know better. We should know that without God, we can't do nothing. We need him. He knows us better than we do ourselves. We need him 24/7. Remember this always. We have only two sources of values. One is the Word of God, and the other is the worldly or secular values. So putting first things first, we must understand, is very important. For an example, the pleasures of sin only lasts for a season or a short time. Sure, we're before Christ. We were born in sin. We didn't know no better. Because the pleasure of sin, again, it only lasts for a season, for a short time. Sin is fun and pleasurable in whatever form it is. But the pain of sin lasts a long, long time. The consequences, even though we've been forgiven, there are still things that we must be delivered from and delivered of. We have to remember that even though we're here, when we die, we still got to face our Master. We still got to face our Creator, the one that made us, the one that made us out of the dust of the earth, breathe within us the bread of life. Here in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7, it says, "For we brought nothing into the world, and we can't take nothing out of it. When a person dies, him or her leaves behind everything they earn in this world. We cannot take any material possession with us, because what we accumulate in this life is only going to be ours for the span of our lifetime here on earth." So, believers of Christ, remember, put God first in everything you say and do. And God will direct our path. He'll lead us, he'll guide us. And everything will work for our good. According to Romans 8:28, it says, "But all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose." We just hope and pray that through the teaching of the Word of God today, that we gave you something to consider, something to think about, something that you may not have thought, but now at the beginning of the year, in order to be prosperous, be successful, we must meditate on the Word. We must line our lives up with the will of God for our lives. And remember to put first things first. Let the things of God be a priority in our lives at the beginning of each and every day. Seek the Lord in prayer. Pray fast. Ask him to give you direction for your life each and every day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful. We are thankful tonight for your word, because your word will not return to you void. We thank you for crowning our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you for answering prayers, for honoring requests. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for our blessing. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in perfect peace. Excuse me, as we keep our mind upon thee. Help us, Lord, in areas where we may be weak. Bible says that them that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Thank you, Father God, for equipping us, for keeping us, for molding us, for stretching us. As we are the clay, you are the potter. Shape and mold us into the vessels to be used in thee, that we may be your mouthpiece, your hands and feet. In these trying times, in 2020 and beyond, Father God, give us boldness to witness. Give us boldness, Lord, to stand upon the promises of God. because the promises of God in him is yea, and in him is amen. We thank you that your promises will come to pass in our lives. We are determined and committed to do what thus says the Lord. Lord, I thank you tonight that we will put first things first from this day forward. In Jesus' name, we pray for our glory, praise, and honor. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast this evening. We appreciate your attendance and your listening. If you would like to reach Apostle Tebow or myself with questions, comments, or topics you'd like discussed, please feel free to write to us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, your correspondence should be addressed to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, we hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Share it with your friends, the number. And please feel free to share the time every Tuesday and every Friday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, God loves you, and so do we. Have a great weekend. God bless.